And now I'm here with Ian, the Cannibal Court, here to talk about Phuket White Collar Boxing. That's going to be taking place on May 9th over at Angsana Laguna. How are you, Ian?
I'm good, thanks. Been training hard, quite tired, but ready to fight.
So, I mean, you've been training for what, about 12 weeks now?
Yeah, it was a 12-week program. I had started a couple of weeks earlier, cut out the booze, tried to lose a little bit of weight, but the program we've done is 12 weeks.
How's the training been so far?
It's been tough. I remember like when we first sparred, it was like everybody, tempo, haymakers, gassing very quickly. So we've just had to learn how to compose ourselves, obviously increase our cardio with jogging, sprints, things like this.
Is this something that you've done before?
No, not like this. I've never physically tested myself to this level. So it was definitely something that was a bit of a shock to the system.
How's it feel to do something like this?
Oh, I've never felt fitter or healthier, and it feels amazing. I just hope I can keep it going after the fight and I don't go backwards.
What's something you've learned in through this whole experience?
Yeah, like discipline, 12 weeks. It doesn't sound like a lot of time, but being disciplined, getting up every day. Sometimes you wake up, you don't feel like going jog, but you have to. So being disciplined with food, exercise is something that, you know, I've taken away from it.
You're someone who's actually really kind of dove himself head first into this experience. And I mean, all this whole thing is actually in support of the Children's First Fund. So how is it to know that you're going to be fighting for such a really, really worthy cause?
Yeah, I got to visit the charity maybe a month ago, and seeing the difference that we're going to be able to make was really nice. The kids, like, were so happy to see people visiting, to kick a ball, books. They were so, you know, so grateful. And, you know, I'm really glad I'm be able to make a difference.
So for people who don't know, the Children's First Fund, they're a charitable initiative here on the island, and it's part of the Laguna Phuket community, and they support over 400 underprivileged children in 7 local orphanages all around Phuket and beyond. And it's a really, really worthy cause, like we said. This whole night, the Phuket White Collar Boxing is in support of that. And they still have a couple tickets left. So if you want to go and check them out, that's May 9th. You can go and see the one and only Ian the Cannibal Court, who's actually going to be one of the, I want to say, main events, because he's fighting last. How do you feel about fighting last?
Actually not so good, because it's 11 o'clock and I won't be able to relax and enjoy. I'll be kind of stressed, but it is what it is.
What are you looking forward to on fight night?
Yeah, it's a bit of nerves, excitement. I'm not really sure how I'm going to feel on the night. I just have to get through it and hope everything goes to plan.
How did you get, I don't want to say roped into this, but how did you learn about Phuket White Collar Boxing?
Yeah, was with Paul one day. I said, okay, why not?
So, I mean, what would you say to somebody who's maybe, you know, maybe they do this again next year, maybe they're on the fence to go and prepare for themselves a 12-week fight camp to go fight in Phuket White Collar Boxing? What would you say to someone who's on the fence about it to convince them to do it?
Yeah, I'd really recommend it. It's really been like a very good experience for me. Learned a lot about myself. And yeah, you're definitely going to be regretting it throughout the 12 weeks at some point, but I'm glad I'm here now and, you know, excited to fight.
What are some of the challenges you've faced throughout these 12 weeks to prepare for your fight? If you can give us a little bit of insight behind the curtain.
Yeah, it's a bit of a delicate balance with training, diet, energy levels, you know, not pushing yourself too hard, but, you know, trying to think. So you have to, it's a little bit careful. Sometimes I've burnt out a little bit. It's definitely a challenge. And, you know, if you're not used to it, it's something you'll have to learn.
Let me put you over there in the dressing room on May 9th on fight night. Okay. You are one of the later fights of the night. You are the last fight of the night, and you're seeing competitors and you're seeing all the people you've been training with these last couple of weeks, one by one, heading out there, going towards the ring, doing their thing, come out, and you're finally up. What are some things, what are you feeling? Can you describe to me what you're feeling?
Yeah, first, I'm not sure if I'm going to actually watch the fights or not. I'm still undecided. In some ways, I think I want to watch them, and in other ways, I think it's a bad idea. Yeah, I'll just have to be in my own headspace and try and keep my composure, just stay calm. I'm obviously going to be nervous, but I think that's normal.
Yeah, it's about how you deal with the nerves.
Yeah. Just keep my composure, and when I get into the ring and
My last question is going to be something related to the fight night, but it's not specifically about the fight. I mean, beyond just you fighting that night and, you know, the culmination of 12 weeks, like training for this night, all in support, again, for the Children's First Fund. What are some things, or what is one thing that you're really looking forward to on May 9th?
Besides the fight? Yeah, it'll be kind of, you know, I think after the fight is finished, I think there's going to be this kind of release, like the straight, like everything. I planned a 2-week holiday directly after the fight night, so I'll have that to look forward to. And you know, I'll try and think of the next thing I'm going to sign up to after that, but I'm going to take a little break. So I'm just excited to get it over with now at this point. Gotcha. 12 weeks is a long time to train and be disciplined, you know. So,
well, I mean, you definitely deserve a break after this whole experience. Mm. But we want to thank you so much, Ian. The Cannibal Court entering the studios here at Live 89.5. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And once again, White Collar Boxing. It's going to take place May 9th. That's Saturday, May 9th, over at Angsana Laguna. Tickets are still available. You can head over to the PhuketNews.com's events page or PhuketBoxing.com. It's all in support of the Children's First Fund.